Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Killer. It's Monday. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. It's already light out. And we're still a month and a half away from the summer solstice, the longest day of the year.
Oh. Is it raining where you are?
It is not currently raining. It has been raining.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, though, I will say yesterday, I don't know, you know, the bulk of the day, it was raining in the morning. It rained in the late afternoon, evening, and all day long. It was game time, garden on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so stiff and sore this morning. Just a gardening beast, Vincent.
Good for you.
Yeah, you look very nice.
I actually thought that
what?
That storm was way heavier than I expected at my house.
You mean last night?
Or did you get it?
Oh, so middle of the day you got it, huh?
Oh yeah,
No, yeah. It was really nice all day yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was wet when I was up in the morning, and then we had a pretty decent downpour in the evening.
Huh.
But yeah, the day was sunny and beautiful.
Wow.
I know. Well, we're 75 miles apart.
Right. Friday and Saturday were really nice here. And then, yeah, yesterday was pretty stormy. Saturday we went out and flew kites. And we had a good time. It was really, really nice out.
What is it about flying a kite? It is truly, I did that so much as a child and just was perfectly happy for hours. At least I remember it that way.
Yeah, I don't know that that's truly the case. I do think that once you get it up there, you start to, after a bit, you start to go, well, now what do I do with it?
Well, then you start doing tricks with it, Vin.
Right. Well, that's it. So that's,
you start dive bombing it.
You start crashing. It's harder than you. Well, I don't know that my memory is exact of flying a kite as a kid either, but flying a kite now, and we paid for a nicer kite. I don't know. We used to get the plastic ones with pictures on them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was like some nylon thing, but it wasn't. It wasn't easy to do tricks with. A couple accidental times you could get it to dive bomb and do a little circle,
yeah.
But basically, I think we'd need to get a different kite for that nonsense.
Was it a diamond shape, or was it one of those sort of bat? Yeah, the bat wing ones are the ones you want to do. You know, you can rip those down and skim them across the ground.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the diamond kite is what we got, and it just sort of, it's fun.
It
we had a great time.
Sure.
We had a great time.
Right, it's super
and
fun.
And my kid ran everywhere, and we watched her get her exercise, and it was all good. But, yeah.
Use that energy up, kid.
You know what was the weirdest thing about being in this park while we're playing with the kite? We were alone, so it was all good, but there was a band and a huge party happening around the corner. Like a rager.
What?
A live band, which is unmistakable, as you well know.
At someone's house?
Had to have been. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see people?
No, we didn't see any people, but you could hear the band, and they were raging, and they weren't bad. Like, I was actually, as we were headed towards the park, I thought they were playing at the park.
Oh.
And then as we got closer, I realized, no, the park's empty, but somewhere there's a rager.
What fun. So, Middle of the day, I guess, on a nice Saturday. Maybe it was just the band. Maybe like one of the band guys lives there, and the whole band set up outside and decided we'll sit 6 feet apart. We'll rock the F out.
Maybe.
With the opening. I mean, Santa Cruz is relaxed a little bit compared to the rest of the Bay Area. Is that right?
Yeah, but right now that's as we get into the news, that one of the trips is the whole world is in different stages of coming back. Nobody knows how to handle this. It's really weird that last night on 60 Minutes, there was a dude who's, I believe he's since been fired, and I only caught part of it, but he's the professional. I studied, I majored in virology. And this is what I do. This is my thing. And I saw all this coming and tried to warn everybody, and nobody got with the program.
Oh, boy.
But apparently he's like, there are people who study this and know, and nobody in the world got it, I guess.
Well, I certainly didn't get it. You could never have predicted. I mean, honestly, what have we been in for, 2 months? 3 months ago, I would have said, you're crazy. The world can't shut down.
Right. No, I know. It's trippy because that's the case that he was making is what he studied and what he's in his job for. And everyone went, oh, Frank, calm
down.
You
and your crazy pandemic dreams.
Watching a little bit too
much apocalyptic stuff.
Right. Who could imagine, right?
Mm-mm.
So, and yet.
Not I.
Here we are. So, yes. Whatever.
Week 10, day one. And we just got an extension order from our particular company. It looks like we're spending the summer at home.
Yeah, through September. Well, I actually, when I said that to Christina, she said, that's all? And I go, well, they can extend it, but I think that's at least for now, they're letting people know, settle in.
Well,
I think that's smart.
I'm getting the vibe that, as they were mentioning, you know, many, many places are going, this isn't bad, this is working. Mm-hmm. My feeling is, if I was paying rent on 50,000 square feet in downtown San Francisco, I would be like, maybe something smaller. I don't know.
Well, I expected that, but the truth is, I don't know what our lease is, but I'm pretty sure we have a lease. So they're paying
rent
now either way, right?
Yes. As I understand, well, I mean, I do know some details about the lease. Like, we are moving. So maybe to someplace smaller. Can we all work from home? I don't know, you know? I think the one challenge for us, I mean, this is not ideal, but it works and we can make it work. And I like working from home. I think it's, I make my own coffee. If I'm hungry, I go grab a snack, and then as soon as the show's over, I'm at home. It's, there's no travel for you. My God, it gives you back 3 hours in your day.
Yeah, it's got an up and a downside for sure. But I do think that radio in general has had to
make adjustments
along the way for many, many years. So this is just yet.
I think, we
wouldn't
like to have
be
guests.
Surprised if this is the new normal because we've watched a lot change, a lot. And I miss, as a young man, I'm glad I was there for the early.
Yeah. We had a great time.
I say early days of radio, but it wasn't because it wasn't even close to the early days. But for me, radio was still
back in the heyday.
Super adventurous and super push the envelope, have fun, go crazy, make something happen. And I loved that. Yep. But yeah, as I'm aging, sure. Here I am at home going, all right.
Yeah, I guess this works.
You say so.
I'm thinking, a challenge for us is like what we'd like to have guests on. And I hate phoners. So. It's,
no more guests.
Yeah, I guess
goodbye,
no more guests. Goodbye, guests. Goodbye, publicity tours. So anyway, it's not even necessarily like are you in Santa Cruz mandated to be confined anymore? Like,
I don't even know or care what the specific mandate is. I'm staying in. Like, we're here. We're not going out. And I got really good news on the sort of, there are 130 vaccines in the works right now. So around the world. So the race is on for us to get something that will allow us to get back to normal. Whether or not they'll have that before the end of the year is the question. But the news is good on that front. At least a lot of people in different countries are working super hard.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm sure it's the main goal for a ton of people. It's, you know, even when this whole thing first started and we were talking about vaccines, it felt like, well, this will be over by the time they get a vaccine. And now it's looking more and more like until that happens, people are not going to confidently stride from their homes and embrace their friends and family.
But but we're seeing people do that. So the other side of that is plenty of people are like, I'm all done.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm headed out.
Well, and hopefully the curve has been squashed to the point where they're, you know, they're not going to wind up getting it and bringing it home to grandma.
One of the stories that I love, and I'll do this later, but I'm going to mention it now. In Germany, there's an outdoor cafe. I believe it was Germany, where everybody who eats at the cafe or goes to the cafe needs to put on a hat, and it's the hat has those pool noodles on them.
Okay.
So it's the way that they keep you from getting too close to others.
And because so you do forget. You forget when you're with some people, you just sort of fall into normal patterns.
Right. So the picture has brought about everything from what a great idea, how much fun, at least they're getting out, and to this is what we've come to.
Pool noodle hats.
The stupidest. Like, yeah, I mean, they just go off about
how. Well, that'll be fun to talk about. I like that. I look forward to that.
Pool noodle hats. Yay.
Yeah. I got a story coming up about Naomi Campbell traveling in a hazmat suit. If I have to get on a plane, and apparently she didn't get a private plane, so she put on the full hazmat top to bottom.
She doesn't work anymore, does she?
I don't know. I mean, she's still known, right? I have no idea how much work she's getting. She's still freaking gorgeous. I mean, she's in her 40s and looks 20. She's amazing.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what her, you know, is she still a supermodel? Can I ask a question totally unrelated? Bryn, you're wearing glasses. What's going on?
I'm trying something new.
Is it a new look?
No, it's specifically for computers.
Oh,
Blue light?
Yeah, exactly. Blue light. Yes. I'm staring at screens all day, including you guys. When I look at you guys, you guys are on a screen when I'm doing my editing, reading stories.
It's fiercely tiresome for your eyes. There's no question.
Yeah, I started to feel it fatiguing my eyes, so I wanted to try this out just to see if it helps.
See if it helps. So they're not prescription. It's just
They're not prescription.
Kind of a blocker.
Yeah, mainly for work. And, you know.
Can you tell the difference?
TikTok.
Oh my God, you got glasses so you can watch more TikTok?
No,
TikTok,
I didn't.
I'm convinced it's the end of the world. It really is.
I thought you loved it.
I'm done with it.
You're done with it.
I just don't have an hour to spend looking at that. Don't spend an hour then.
That's your choice, Sarah. You don't have to do that.
No, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm saying, you know, for me, it's a rabbit hole. And then I just start seeing the same things. Or I'm like, what am I doing? You know, I don't know. I'll watch the ones that you send me, and Nicole puts up stuff. I'll look when my friends put stuff up. You know, that's fine. But as far as just opening the app and just sitting there staring at it, like I'm not doing. I'm gonna try to not do that anymore. I mean, this is just too much. It's too pretty up.
Well, it's always fun to hear you say I'm quitting Pokemon, and then find out you're still doing it quietly without telling anybody.
Yeah, I picked it back up.
So,
you know, finally they ruined the thing, so luckily it gave me the impetus to quit. It set me free. Right. I miss it. I did love Pokemon.
So we'll see if you're able to hold the line on TikTok.
Yeah, we'll see.
Doubt you know it. What? Over the weekend, I watched. I started. Oh, what is the red dress thing? Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale, yes.
Apparently that's been made available for some reason. So there I was flipping around on, I think it was Saturday night, and went, oh, look at that.
So
I guess I'll watch it.
You and your wife haven't watched it?
No, we hadn't up until then. And then, of course, she was sound asleep. So I watched a couple episodes, and she
didn't. Oh, that's so good. It's dark.
Yeah, I was, unfortunately, there's some parallels there to the end of days where you go, yeah. I don't like it.
That is that, I like to call that show despair porn. Like, it is, it's great. It's like it's a hot watch, but whoa, you just like nothing good. Like, oh my God, no, not that. Come on. So good. Oh my God. It's so freaky. And it just gets worse and worse, like better and better and worse and worse. Like, you can't believe this new society that these people have set up.
Well, that's, so my question would be, if I were to ask one about, we're talking about The Handmaid's Tale, is the very story starts in this small circle of people. So you only know the people that she knows and the people that she's with, and a little bit of a backstory. Does it expand out to give you a bigger picture of what the world looks like, or no?
It does, but they really, it's almost like you're a prisoner in Gilead too. You get it in dribs and drabs, and it's fascinating. But they don't really, like, you hear about the California territories, or, you know, and Canada is not part of this. Like, you start to hear about the outer world. Because it's, I want to say, it's supposed to be set in Boston. And, well, what was Boston? It's not Boston anymore. And then I think, I want to say some of it's in D.C. Like, it's, you know, I don't want to tell you too much, but it's, you know, it's, whoa. Man, what are you doing? Oh,
I don't know. What are we doing?
I don't know, man. Oh, boy, when you start hearing about all the rituals, oh, I mean, I don't know how deep you are into it, but wow.
I'm two episodes in, and they do mention something about there's only a few territories still standing, and Alaska's one of them.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, so far away.
I don't know,
there's only a few places that did that one. No, we're not going to do that. We're not in. No, thanks. That seems wrong.
Yeah, I don't. Well, anyway, so I started.
So where'd you find it? Where'd you find it for free?
I was bumping around on the Xfinity X1 platform and saw Handmaid's Tale and went, oh, let me click on that so I can find out that I have to sign up for it. And then it started to play.
I wonder if it's like the first season is free.
I'm assuming it has to do with this quarantine that people are at home and they're like, no better way to hook someone than to offer them the first season, right?
It is true. I mean, I have fallen for that twice, you know. You wind up paying for that next season. All right. I like it. It's cheaper than a movie. I measure everything by what movies used to cost.
So this television show is based on a book, right?
It is. The book is old. Not old, but I want to say 70s or 80s.
That is some dark ass crap. That who wrote this?
Damn it. Her name just flew out of my head. I just had it. Margaret Atwood. And she has also written a couple other books you would like. She wrote this series called Oryx and Crake, which is about if corporations, she's prolific. If corporations, I don't want to say too much about it. It's set way in the future and the corporations have gone crazy and gene splicing has gone crazy. Like, they're growing chicky knobs, which are chicken, chunks of chicken that they grow on trees so you don't have to kill an animal to get it.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Sure.
It isn't?
Uh-huh. It's great. It's all, nothing goes wrong, Vin. Nothing goes wrong.
I would love a little piece of chicken that wasn't from a chicken off a tree.
It's just clean meat right off a tree. She's great. She's written a lot of stuff that I've liked. That's a trilogy too. I think, well, I don't know how much reading you're doing. I'm just doing so much less reading.
I'm not doing any reading.
I have books stacked up, like ready to go. People keep giving me recommendations and I add it to my list. And I'm like, well, if I ever get through this one book I'm reading. She's great. I mean,
some of the scenes she's written that they're clearly acting out in this television show are dark, dude.
Yeah.
Like, well, the first scene with the husband and the wife and the handmaid. Is she a handmaid? Is that what that is?
She is, yeah.
That's dark, dude.
Yeah.
That is
ridiculous.
And it
just gets darker. Those rituals are no joke, man. It is ritual rape. And they are not allowed to say no. And they live with that family. It is hideous.
Yeah.
So good. Awful. So good.
You love it.
Oh my God. It's sick. It's sick. So the first season is the book. So she
oh, and
has
then
actually
they go from there,
and then they go off. And I guess she's—I don't know if she's a consultant. She's really old. You know, she's been writing her whole life, and she's shy. I can someone look up how old Margaret Atwood is? I want to say she's late 70s.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what her contribution was, but
she's 80.
Oh, she's 80. She came out with another book just recently of The Handmaid's Tale. But I don't think it follows June's story anymore. I think it has some tie over with characters, but it's...
Huh.
I haven't read it yet. I think it's called The Testaments.
Imagine having enough brain power at 80 to be able to write, at, like, start and finish a book like that.
I know.
That's incredible.
Crazy. Thank goodness. You know, it gives me hope. Like, well, if Margaret Atwood's doing it at 80, maybe I'll be able to hold it together. Maybe not, though. You know, it's a family thing. Who knows? Everyone in my family seems to go crazy at a certain point. So
that's ridiculous. Your parents are living.
Yeah, my mom is full on bat ass. You know, there's no question. And I know some, you know, the ones who have passed away. I'm like, well, they were over the edge. So, you know, I'm sure I'm headed that way. I'm going to be on steroids soon anyway. So,
oh, your rash is still
heavy?
That
rash is just, it's. I know, hooray. Yeah.
And it hasn't kept you from going out there.
Well, I got work to do, Vin. You know, the garden's not going to garden itself.
Well, yeah, but your yard shouldn't be a full-time job, should it?
It's not a full-time job, and it's a labor of love, there's no question. And right now, you know, it's I had to delay because my garden stores weren't open for a while, and so right now I'm playing a little catch-up, but I am itchy. And I wear gloves. I wear gloves that come up. But then water gets and dirt gets down them that, you know, doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't really know because I would never garden, but, you know.
You should try it. It's so satisfying.
Yard work. It's in the title.
It's not just raking. It's creating, you know. Make this something else.
Listen to me. Okay. Yard work.
No.
Yard work.
No.
I know I'm watching a lot of Sesame Street, but seriously, listen to the title. Yard work.
Garden love.
No. No okay. One calls it that.
I do. I gotta love my garden up. That's all. I walk around, talk to all my plants, touch all them, right. Look at them, examine them, make sure they look healthy. I had some bogus scale on my lemon. I'm like, oh my God, what is this? I toothbrushed it off and got this oil to spray. I'm like, oh my God, you are not welcome here. You disgusting, scaly little insects, whatever the hell you are. Anyway, you guys, it's Monday, week 10, day one. Woo!
All right.
And we are rocking this thing. Let's do it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.